This is Colourful.
We've been talking this week about David Victor Emmanuel, of course, better known as Smiley Culture, known for his music in the 80s. It was a relatively brief period of fame and success commercially. He produced two of the most critically, though, acclaimed reggae singles of the 80s. He died sadly on the 15th of March 2011, age 48, following a police raid on his home. I'm going to speak to Merlin now, who's his nephew. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for joining us at such short notice, but I felt we kind of needed to speak to somebody because a lot of people moved by the press conference that took place yesterday and really, really mentioning how dignified they thought the family were and pleased how they conducted themselves. And also just so many questions that still need to be answered.
Yes, there are a lot of unanswered questions. I'm sure everybody can understand as a family how we're feeling. Nobody's stupid. We have to word everything very carefully. But I'm sure that even the most unassuming of us would know that something went wrong. Even the most trusting of us who have a lot of faith in the police would know that something is wrong. And that's just to put it very lightly. Now, it's just the wrong person they messed about with. It's the wrong time. And it's the wrong family. And wrong community as well. I think this is just, for want of a better word, the straw that broke the camel's back. The response has been absolutely amazing. We're not that type of a family to let this go. This is not something that's going to be swept under the carpet. We have the expertise around us to make sure that this goes to the very highest levels. And we've got a lot of people, in fairness to the British judicial system, there's a lot of people that's come out that actually are very, very angry, very, very powerful people, not just in this country, around the world. So, you know, we're going to make sure that Smiley's legacy is not tainted and that people do not remember him as they painted him in the media, but as the great person that he was.
Yes, Merlin, it's Lester here. And one of the sort of real words that came forward from the press conference yesterday was bizarre. This is a bizarre circumstance where police came to the house then he was apparently allowed to go into the kitchen where apparently or allegedly he then stabbed himself in the heart. And I'm just looking at Twitter, and in fact there's a tweet from Mo Words who says, Smiley Culture, quote, died from a single stab wound while making himself a cup of tea, unquote. Sounds like a police excuse from the 80s. And that really,
well,
really sort of sums
80s,
up.
Sorry to jump in there. They had better excuses than that. If you'd find out, if you'd noticed what it was, normally they'd be in a cell. Something untoward would happen, or in police custody, actually in a van or outside. This was in Smiley's home. And people who know, I know, and this will be verified in the future, I know how Smiley felt at that moment in time. I texted, I didn't speak to him. He texted me the day before. I told him, this is a text that I sent to him. Keep your head up. Things will soon, you soon be acquitted and things will be back to normal. He sent me back a text, bless, big up, right? I'd spoken to him maybe a day or two before that when I'd just verified that a barrister that I'd connected to him, he'd had a meeting with her, and she told him, listen, Smiley, they've got absolutely no evidence on you. When you get, they shouldn't have even frozen your funds. Now, I just want people to know where Smiley was at. Smiley didn't have access. He couldn't speak to his mum because he was tapped. So he had to go back to his house every night at 5, 6 o'clock. Now, what I found out is that they had no evidence to do that. They froze all his money. He had to tell his mum he was a fraud, and that really, I seemed curling in pain when he was speaking to his mum, because his mum meant everything. So he was going through it, but there was sunshine, there was redemption, there was a horizon of hope at the end of this, so where he was sure that he, and we were sure, and his legal team, more importantly, were sure that the police had no case. So in the light of all these circumstances, why would he go and kill himself?
It's such a fantastic story, and you know which way I'm using the word fantastic. Such a fantastic story that is out there at the moment in terms of the small little bit of information that we've got of what was allegedly supposed to have taken place. that I think probably one thing you need to kind of say to us, we don't want to go too deep here because I don't want to jeopardize anything, obviously. But in terms of your personal opinion, Smiley's state of mind, even with all the pressure that was going on with the oncoming case, what is your opinion about his state of mind?
Well, my opinion was Smiley was in good spirits, and it will be echoed by everybody around him. It's not an opinion, this is fact, but I understand how you're saying it.
Mm.
Look, people know me from Road. They know Smiley from Road. They know our temperament. They know the spirit of Bristolians and people who live in London. People don't go and stab themselves through the heart because they're facing times of adversity. I can tell you that this knife traveled through his lungs and through his heart, through his back. This is some force, or this is someone who said, right, I'm going out. This is not someone... Look, when you know that you have a case and the case against you is weak, and you have millions of pounds as a possibility of being returned to you, do you run into the kitchen? And let's look into the greater, even just the initial fact of it, when you're making a cup of tea. You know, this is a national task force, yeah? When they bust in your house, yeah, and they come and they arrest you, the procedure and the protocol is to cuff you, have one officer standing to keep you secure, and they search it out and find whatever they're going to find or do whatever they're going to do. Have you ever heard of a case where they raid... This is just common sense for the people, then. They raid your house and allow the person, the assailant, the person, the accused, to go into the kitchen and make a cup of tea. Now, even... It doesn't matter if you're black or white. You can see... That don't make no sense.
Well, that's what's coming up time and time again, whether it's on the Facebook, the Twitter. Nobody can quite understand that part. So I hear what you're saying. In terms of moving away from that fateful day and the raid, etc., one thing that you made very clear was on the press conference was about where Smiley was at in terms of his professional life. Now, a lot of people, when they see Smiley's house on BBC London News and whatnot, were shocked to see how he was living. They were shocked now, not because they didn't see him as a reggae icon, a musical icon, but because we know that the two, you know, he had two big hits a long time ago, if you like. And so to see him living so good, obviously, you know, raises some questions to a lot of people. But you were saying very clearly what he was about today. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's no secret amongst those who know. I mean, Smiley done music initially, but then he became an ambassador for it. He was a great mind. He was the one amongst his peers and his generation, amongst his friends, that, as Asha said, if they're still thinking about five of maybe making a 50, Smiley's thinking about $5 million. He's always thought outside of the box. So Smiley had, I'd often go to Smiley's house and then I'd see African senators. I saw attaches to the Queen at his last barbecue, the Queen of England, who handles her investments or Prince Charles' investments. I saw ambassadors at his house. See, people who know, will know that there's a certain fraternity of people in this world that monitor the actions of any person rising from the hood. And if they are not of them, if they are not part of them and see that they have the capacity to do great things, world-changing things, let me just give you one thing. Smiley had a contract with the Azerbaijan government. He was just about to do a contract for fishing off the Nigerian coast that would have protected African coast, would have protected fish, which they're extracting billions. There's other nations that come and steal them.
Yeah.
He would have provided the security that the African nations would have kept their fish and been able to sell. And
you did mention yesterday that he was...
You know, those kind of things Smiley was doing.
And property.
The press won't let you know.
It was
I can let you know that Smiley was very rich. I can tell you in no uncertain terms, I'd seen diamond reserves in excess of 30 million in my face. Mm-hmm. I'd seen red diamonds, yellow diamonds, green diamonds, blue diamonds, all kind of colors I'd never, ever seen. He had a diamond mine. Smiley was rich. Yeah. And they knew that his intentions, along with his family, was to transfer this wealth into the black community and to empower people.
I also wanted to ask about...
I feel that the powers that be weren't letting that happen. So you can see how it spread virally. Smiley's body wasn't released for over a day, but yet it was on in the paper within an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah.
How did these things happen? But anyway, I'm just giving you guys the facts. I'm not going to make any accusations.
Going to have to move very quickly now because we're coming towards the end of
the
programme.
Just one final question, Merlin, about the musical legacy of Smiley. Now, obviously, we remember his famous song, Police Officer, which really shone a sort of satirical light on a very serious situation in the 80s and the 70s about stop and search and sus laws and whatever. And I wondered, what impact that really made on the police force, on the black community in terms of actually reforming the police, and really what Smiley's relationship was with the police force, really from then until the until modern times.
Well, Smiley's relationship with the police force was one of harassment right throughout his career. His first record was about harassment. Police officer, even though it was done in tongue in cheek, it was about being stopped in his new car and questioned as to how he acquired the funds to attain that car.
Yes,
and as he's grown in stature and wealth, that's been a signature throughout his life. They've raised his house, they've done this, they've done that. They've wanted him for various reasons, but never been able to stick anything on him because they've never had any evidence.
Okay, Merlin, I'm going to have to stop you there. Just one last thing. What is your, what is the next move now by the family?
Well, just check my Facebook page out, or Lee Jasper's, because mine was already on 4,000 and it's already on 5. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how long it can hold out. We're going to have to do another page. Thing is being set up as we speak. I'm on Facebook as Merlin Emmanuel. There's Lee Jasper's page, who's echoing the sentiments of the family and following our instructions. So he's part of the team. There's a meeting on the 24th of March, which is we're going to have to get a bigger venue because this is so it's become so big. Mm-hmm. And we've got all the young ones coming now. We've got the Soul Solids and the Bashies and all of it. The whole community, young and old, are now coming together. So
where is that meeting?
To know it's the wrong person.
Where is that meeting on the 24th?
Don't leave it to your friends to come down and support. Don't leave it to another person. Do it yourself.
Merlin, where was that meeting on the 24th?
I'm going to give you the address on my Facebook shortly because we have to change the venue because it was going to be too big. It's too big. The police have called us because they're worried about security. They want us to come and see them on Monday. They know where they're at and they know the position that they're in.
We're definitely going to follow this. We're definitely going to keep our eyes on what's happening. Thank you very much for joining us at such short notice, but I felt it was important. A lot of our listeners calling in and emailing in, sending their condolences out to your family. Thank you very much, Merlin.
No problem.
This is Colourful.